Amen. I don't know if the projector people can help us get this song, The Master of the Wind. I know the Master of the Wind wants us to take it solemnly. Oh, I know the Master of the Wind. I know the maker of the rain. Oh, he can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. My boat of life sail on a troubled sea. Oh, my boat of life. Sail on a troubled sea. Ever there is a wind in my sail. Ever there is a wind in my sail. Oh, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, when breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. Oh yes, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. Oh yes, I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle. Oh, sometimes I soar like an eagle to the sky. Among the peaks my soul can be found. Oh, an honest pedestal may drive me from the height. He may bring me low, but it will never bring me down. Hallelujah, blessing. I know the master of the wind. Do you know that person? Oh, yes, I know the maker of the rain. Oh, he can calm the storm, make the sun to shine again. Oh yes, I know. Let's sing it one more time. I know the master of the wind. Oh, I know the master. To shine again. Oh, I know the master of. Let Jesus calm your storm now while we bow our head. I know the master of the rain. I know the maker of the rain. Oh, he can calm my storm and make the sun to shine again. Oh yes, I know the master of the rain. Let Jesus calm your storm. Almighty and everlasting Father, behold every one of us laying before you, Lord Jesus. You know us even more than we know ourselves, O God. We are insufficient in our own self. We are all depending upon you. We pray once again, Father, Lord, that you be gracious to us this afternoon, Father. Having blessed us, O God, in the morning service and the Sunday school, Lord Jesus, we're under expectation, O God, again, for what you have in store for us this afternoon. We pray, dear Father, that you take over our being, O God, take over our life and make it fruitful, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. You know all about us, O God. We don't know ourselves. We don't even know what the next minute holds for us. We are depending upon you, Father. May you take our life and let it be, O God, consecrated to you, O Father, our moment, our days, our ability, O God, everything that we have gotten, O Father. May you take hold of it, Father, and Lord, just send forth your blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. As we open this bread of life again, Father, may you break this bread of life to us, Lord. We are needy people. That's why we've come to your house, O God. You know our various points of need, Lord. May you meet us all at the point of our need in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive all our shortcomings and our failure. If there be any occasion, O Father, that the enemy wants to raise, O God, I will stand this afternoon as an hindrance, O God. We plead your precious blood that nothing will stand between us and you in the name of Jesus Christ. May we have access, O God, into that throne of the heavenlies, O God, where realities are for us, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, take away every doubt, take away every unbelief. Give us faith to believe your word and give us faith, O God, to anchor on the same, O God, until it becomes a reality. Thank you, Eternal Father. We will pray, Lord Jesus, once again, that you bless the Associate Pastor, Lord, for the administration this morning. Thank you for the courage, O God, to bring such a word, Father. We pray that the labor of your servant, O God, over your people will not be in vain in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that you bless the pastor also. May you be with him. Maybe he's behind the secret desk at this hour, Lord. May your grace stand by him in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless each and every waiting at, O God, both on the visible audience and the invisible, Lord. May you bless each and every one. At the end of the service today, we will go with joy and happiness in our heart that we have been in your presence. Let it be, Eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you while we are standing. Let's quickly turn into our Bible because we have less than 50 minutes now. Genesis chapter 24 from verse 55. Genesis 24, 55. Okay. All right. Read. He said, and her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days. At the least, 10 days. Permit me to put it that way. After that, she shall go. This was Rebecca when I know they were coming for her to have a hand in marriage. Verse 56. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing that the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebecca and said unto her, will thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent her away, Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebecca and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which ate them. Genesis 22 from verse 15. Okay, maybe we should read from verse 11 or maybe 10, if you don't mind. Genesis 22 from verse 10, so that we get a clearer picture. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son, that was Isaac, this very man that they were coming to take wife for, in verse 24. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, yea, am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad,
neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God. If you don't mind, you can please be seated. Because his provision is already coming to pass, comment. God is speaking as a man there. God spoke as a man in that verse. Can we take it again? He said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God. But this is the God that say he knows all things. Is it just coming to the knowledge of it? No, sir. Is it just knowing that Abraham feared him at that point? That is the way he deals with each and every one of us. But Bible says sometimes he likes to put us to those testings. Amen. Do you love God? Even at the testing time, do you love him? You know, in one part, the scripture says God tempts Abraham. And somebody can say that scripture is contradicting scripture. But God says he doesn't tempt. Why did he not tempt Abraham? He's God Almighty. He's all working together for our good. He's trying to bring forth attributes, trying to bring his own image in you. May God help us. Let's continue. That's verse 12. Okay. He said, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his own. Where did they come from? Abraham used to ask that question. Abraham said, if you remember, that place was a desert place. Where would that ram have come from? In fact, if a ram was there, white animals should have finished that ram. But why was it that it was the time that Abraham had carried the knife? May God help us. See, caught in a thicket by his own, and Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of who? His son. And Abraham called the name of that place what? Which means God will provide. As it is said to this day, in the month of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son. Did God not know? He knew that what? In blessing, I will do what? Bless thee. Amen. So we are not unmessagical if we ask for physical blessing. Maybe that's why you see me, I was rejoicing. I love the sermon this morning. Yeah, I love those kind of sermon. I tell you, if you go to the Pentecostal world, you can pay, I was telling the associate pastor, you will pay money to enter seminars to listen to that kind of sermon. Yes, those are churches that have turned the word of God to merchandise. You will, before the service finish, this place will be full of different currencies. I know what I'm talking about. So, it is the one that we receive without money, without price. I tell you, you know, I was telling you, I said, big money. But you see, some people will not even value it. When the priest was there, I said, the first person that will come and put a seed here, before we finish, you will see on 10 people are stand. The preacher in his mind, because they are intellectual people, using the, they've calculated it, 10 million, he will buy me the next car. But here, we don't do that. As a prophet, we don't do that. But when we give the simple word, people still struggle with it. May God have mercy upon us. You see, I wanted to continue with the message that we were taking one time, possessing the gate of the enemy. But somebody just say, when the preaching was going on this morning, I changed it and I will go, I'm going to take a sermon I had last Sunday. And that sermon, you know, is in the line of this possessing the enemy's gate. And what is the text? It is the impression of Abraham on his children. Amen. Now let's finish that. He said, in blessing, verse 17, I will bless thee. And in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of what? His enemy. The same thing that was said to Rebekah. Can you see that? It's the same thing that this angel repeated. May God bless his word in our heart in Jesus' name. You love the Lord? God help you. Go to your home. Be good Bible student. When you are reading the Bible, don't read it like a newspaper. That's what my daddy used to tell me. He said, don't read it like newspaper. Read it as if it is God talking to you. And that's the way me I take it. That's the way I take every sermon. When I come to church, whether it's the sermon that I like or the one I... In fact, there should not be a sermon we don't like. It's just that natural man, sometimes it doesn't go the way we like. But we should find grace of God to rub it in. You love God? So this afternoon, we want to dwell for a little time on the impression of Abraham upon his children. Do you understand what we say? The impression of Abraham upon his children. I wanted to do something now, but I'm caught. Let me just, something like this. If I place my hand upon this board and my hand, the sign remains there. It means I've done something there. I put a print. It's just like somebody will look at my boy, Timothy, and say, we have seen certain attributes of you in your boy. Yeah, because he's my son. It's not another person's son. Just like somebody will look at me and say, we have seen the attributes of your father in you. I say, yes, it's my father. It's my father. It cannot be anybody. If you say you see something that is bad about my father, I might just say, yeah, it's my father, but I don't like that. I will not be proud to identify with that. But if it's a good thing, I will say yes. Yeah, and that's the same way God feels about us. God also has his impression upon us. Now, I'm going somewhere. Abraham did something that made God very happy, which paved way for his generation coming. Not only Isaac. He said, thy seed shall do what? Possess the gate of what? Their enemy. Now, Abraham was not in the picture when they were to take wife for Isaac. Was it there? Isaac was not even there. It was Eleazar of Damascus. Are you a Bible student? Go and read that chapter 24 again. When he came there, those people were praying for their sister. This was the same prayer that the angel was giving Abraham. But they were not there to see how God was working on both lands. When God gave Abraham the promise, but Abraham said when he was yet in his old age, that he was going to have a son. But Abraham would have thought, how will I have a son? Look at me, old man, look at my wife. We were young people, married ourselves, we grew. We are past menopause. What are you talking about? But the scripture says Abraham did not look at those things. He staggered not according to the promise of God. He said, but he was strong. Doing what? Giving praise to God every day. That if it doesn't happen today, it will happen tomorrow. If it doesn't happen tomorrow, it will happen next month. If it doesn't happen next month, it will happen next year. That is how God wants us to be. Amen. Because of that, God said, Kai, shall I hide anything from this man that is called Abraham? He said, then I will have him as my friend. Do you know what it is for God to say, you are my friend? He said, Abraham, you are my friend. I cannot hide anything from you. Seeing that you will command your children, this is Genesis 18 now, and your household. That time you never had any child. But God knew. Now, we now came to verse 22. When God tested him and said, now, Abraham, this son that you have been waiting for, eventually this son has come because of our time, so many things. On Wednesday, we heard about Agar. It was the unbelief of Mama Sarah that brought Agar in the picture and brought Ishmael. Hope you understand. But as the preacher was telling us on Wednesday, look at Ishmael. God answered his prayer. God did not answer Agar's prayer. She was not a seed. I don't know whether you get it. You might say, ah, but that Ishmael is not a, it's not the one God promised, but it was still Abraham's seed. There are certain principles of God that no matter how you push it, you can't change it. A seed is a seed. A seed is a seed. May God help us. That's why sometimes when you know where you are standing, forgive my bad manners. Now, thank you for your prayers for me, for the journey, and I really appreciate. I see the hand of God on the journey. for those that travel with me and my wife, every time Satan is always fighting. I think we were not past Ibadan. Maybe we're still not Oyo State trying to approach Osun State. That should be Ilesha, I think. Because of all this road construction, they are doing bad road. I just tried to come out and face one lane. Oh my, there was a jeep on very high speed. So as I put my head to come out, the guy was facing me. And I just heard his theory like this. I was looking at my wife. I said, this woman will scream. But you know, there was just something. I was as calm can be. I just held it and I was like, okay, God is going to eat me. Or, I don't know, he's going to stop. But you know, I was telling the people, I said, in my heart, I was sure that that guy was going to stop. How he was going to stop, I don't know. The crash, the way it was coming on that high speed, it will finish the car. The car is just a colobo something, you know. It was coming with a very heavy jeep. So when the guy pressed his brake, you know, he just did like this. I said, I'm very sorry. You know, I was just so calm. I tell you, I was so calm. The only thing, I only checked the people there with me. I said, are you okay? Are you okay? They said they were fine. Because if he was claiming right, we were claiming right. I was coming to join his lane. He was also on his lane, but he entered a one lane. So he was supposed to maintain the other side. But, you know, I understand what was going on. And in my mind, I said, one thing I know that is settled for me now, I am under a covenant. And until my time is up, no Satan can take me. That one for me is registered. That's why there's nothing like premature death before God. If it pleases God, in the next 5 years, he has taken me, my assignment is finished. I tell you, that's the level I did. Now, I deal with God. So there's nothing, no shaking. Let me put it that way. Satan cannot bring any fear. Because that's what he always used. He brings fear. He say, you will die. I tell you, tell him you will not die. If I would die, I should have died long ago. Now, I received a news, a very dear friend to us in Kano. We just received the news yesterday. Very agile brother. The brother is passed. And I asked, what happened to the brother? They say, asthma. I said, asthma. I know this brother very strong, very agile. And I begin to think, I say, asthma, how? You see, the thing just settled that when God's time has come, it has come. It is just something that they will say happened that take the man away. So once our mind is anchored on that brother, no matter the fear that Satan will bring, it will not shake you any bit. If you like, God give you a promise and you are doubting that promise, you are just doing yourself. I tell you, you are not doing God, you are doing yourself. If God give you a promise that I am the God that will supply all your needs according to your riches in glory, while you are still in this earth, you better begin to claim it and enjoy it so that it will work for you. That was how Father Abraham was behaving. When God gave him that promise, Brother Abraham said he didn't have any sign. But Abraham began to go to the market. He said, give me baby anger. Give me pin under. Some of the lawyer. Give me. People will be, the way you are laughing, that was how they were laughing at him. He said, look, an old man is nice, is mad for a head. You know, sometimes Brother Abraham said, faith sometimes is so radical. Yes, but sometimes you have to put God to that test that, God, I believe this thing that you say, and I'm working towards it. Abraham would have studied by it every day, look at it, fine. And Satan perhaps sometimes would try to bring doubt and unbelief that, how will it happen? Maybe the wife would have talked, my good husband, are you still sure that God will fulfill his word? God will fulfill his word. I tell you, God is faithful. Whatever he says, he will surely bring it to pass. Because of that, I don't want to be reading so much of the quotes. Rabban said, whatever I promise is bound to bring it to pass, especially if you're a seed of Abraham. Do you believe that? And Abraham continued until that promise came. He got Isaac. And God said, now you have gotten Isaac. Maybe Isaac would have dwelt with them until he was weaned of his mother. Maybe he became 3 years old. And God said, now, Abraham, I want you to go and sacrifice that boy. What? But God, this was the son. He said, now, take thy son, thy only son, look at it, whom you do what? love. And do what? Get thee into the land of what? Mori. And do what? Offer him. Carry knife. In case you don't know what God was saying, let me demonstrate it. Carry knife, put on his throat, and slaughter him. That's what God was saying there. You see, it's a wicked God, right? Your level might have not got into that. I tell you, God likes to test us. Let me tell you something. You are trying to get higher in faith. The more you get higher in faith, the more your trials. Let me just welcome on board. The more you are going, the more the trials. Just as we are hearing in the morning, before God could tell Bron Shavit, leave your house and give it to a minister, God had tried him. God will not tell somebody that he was just in a jege-jege level. No. God has confidence in his children. He knows that they will not fail him. That was the way Abraham was. And every seed of Abraham will come that same way. Because they are under that blessing. They are under that covenant. He said, carry that boy. Slaughter him. And Abraham, being a wise man, he didn't tell the wife. God said, make you slaughter. You know women. Almost 100 years. Oh, boy, oh Lord, he walked with you. Abraham was a wise man. You think he was not in his right senses? It wasn't an easy thing. He would have, maybe all through the night, he would not sleep. After that visitation, how will I kill my own son? What will people see? Okay, when I come back, maybe I will not come to the house again. I will just run, I'll become a fugitive and a vagabond. Sarah will look for me, she will not find me. Then they will just see my dead body and see maybe some remains of Isaac. You think that it was not, it was a natural man like us. Those thoughts would have gone through his mind. But God loves to test us. That's why Brother Bam says, sometimes he allows troubles to come to your house. Your husband will just slap you. As a sister, what will you do? You hold his throat. Although man, punish him. I tell you, Satan has entered the house. You too, man, you hold your wife. Oh, you have turned your house to a den of the devil. God cannot come there. Blessings cannot come. Abraham was not like that. Even when Sarah was doubting, you remember in the message, is anything too hard for God? Abraham said, Abraham carried his chair and went to the door of the tent and sat down. If he did not do that, he would have missed the visitation. When Mama Sarah was trying to doubt Momo and complain, he didn't stay in that atmosphere. He went out. That's the way, Abraham said, that's the way to do. Your wife is still your wife. I said, brother, I think it was Cardinal. Where were we saying this thing? The brother said, if I get angry with my wife, I'm not going to chop in food. Okay, I think it was here too. We had it here. Yeah, but Samson Waje also said it here. Repeated, say, I will eat the food. I tell you, no matter how, husband or wife must have misunderstanding. I will eat food. Food is good for body. When I eat the food, we can settle the matter. Yeah. Don't get too foolish that because you have problem with your wife, you don't eat her food. No. May God help us. Abraham was not like that. He used wisdom when God was telling him, go and sacrifice the son. Now I'm telling us so that we can learn from our father. He's our father. Abraham is a father of faith. And he has impression upon his own sons and daughter, his children. He didn't tell Rebecca, he didn't tell Sarah. Amen. And he carried Isaac. Read through that chapter. He carried the wood and called his servant and every one of them. And they said, where are we going? He said, we are going to the mount to offer sacrifice. Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of the young men with him and Isaac his son, and gave the wood for the burnt offering. He rose up, and went into the place of which God had told him. He didn't tell Sarah that he was going to kill that boy. Now, before he got to the mountain, while he was walking, he looked at the two young men. He said, if these boys are there with me, they will struggle with me when I tie Isaac on the wood. He said, you two boys, remain here. Abraham said unto the young men, abide here with the ass. Can you see a man of faith? Abide here with the ass. I and the lad. Now, this is where faith comes. What did he say? I and the lad. We do what? Go yonder and do what? Worship.
After we worship, we will do what?
But God tell you to kill this boy. How will he come back? Now, Abraham may be like me. When that car faced me, I knew that car will stop. How it was going to stop, I don't know. Abraham knew that this Isaac, he will come back. Because when I have him, I was a dead man. I was good as dead. Sarah was good as dead. But God gave us this boy. So if I kill him again, he's a God of resurrection. He can raise him up. Maybe that would have been the thought in his heart. But you see, the ways of God, they are past finding. Now let's continue with the story. When he got to the mountain, and God was looking at this man, all the while God was watching him, watching his faith, watching his actions, his reaction. And God said, I know Abraham. Is he just coming to know? Then Abraham set it. Put the wood, sharp, sharp, that Isaac. Isaac did not struggle. Before then, Isaac had asked him, because of this time now I'm jumping. He said, Father, we are going up. This is wood. This is Isaac spoke unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. He said, behold the fire, behold the wood. Where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Ha! If the man was not a strong man that God had trained, the thing, Abraham would just turn back and say, I'm going. And God would have just said, you see, I don't have confidence in you. But because why? He was a gallant man. And that's what God wants. God wants strong men. In the face of opposition, you will stand. He said, Abraham said, my son, this is faith, still speaking. In his mind, Isaac is a dead boy. But he was still speaking faith. He said, God will do what? Provide himself a lamb for what? The bones. But you are the lamb. Isaac was the lamb. But he was still speaking in faith and in wisdom. So they both went. Both of them together. Now they got to the mount. He bound him, tied him. Isaac did not struggle. Put him there. And they came to the place which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. And when he did that, he bound Isaac. Tie him for leg, tie him for hand, like a rab. Do you know what it is? Tie your own son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Verse 10. And Abraham stretched forth his hand to take the knife. And when he took the knife, he was about to slay the son. One of my young daughters here did like this. It's a terrible thing, right? Yeah. God was testing Abraham. God likes to test us. Sometimes, while you are just going, he just allow your car, bash, bah! He said, see the money that I've... Now, how do I want to go to church? If I know they go to church again. So, car is what will take you to church. Better forget that car and find your way to church. Because that's what Satan is trying to do. Every supply that will connect you to God, he wants to cut it off. Be wise enough to understand that. And that's why Brabham used to say, you as brother, God has made you the head of your home. As Pastor used to say, he said, be a correct head. Sometimes you don't understand where Pastor is talking. He's talking out of experience. Yes, be a correct head. It's not everything you relate to your family member. You say, bro, Joseph, you bring a new doctrine. No, but that's the truth. Sometimes you must use wisdom. I think it was here in this church. Brabham was saying something in that message. Is it demonology now? Or where he was talking of an experience he had in J.C. Penney's store. He said he didn't tell the wife. It was that day he was preaching in the church. He said, I'm just saying it. And if Mida is connected, she will be hearing it. He said, when I go home, sir, souls in prison. God bless you, sir. You see? He said, when I go home after this service, I will go and tell her first hand. May God help us. God has to train us to that level. We have to be real men. Sometimes something happened to you in your house. You tell your wife, you know, Abaraje. Find grace enough not to tell her. Maybe something happened now. Make her use physical thing. Your account just shakes. Your account that was 5 million, 12 million, 20 million, you just see 500 naira.
What?
If you don't have God, you know, it can run a man crazy. Then you want to find comfort in your wife, you'll spoil the matter. Just find somewhere, go and cool your head. If you can sit down, just sit down. If you can lie down, lie down and be praying to God. When you have cool yourself finished, you can walk home and you eat your food and go to sleep. God will prove himself. Before you know if it's God, that money will reverse back. But before you know, when you do that, God do that, you go and put trouble upon your wife. If it's someone that is appetensive, the thing shoot up. And you can kill the woman. May God help us. Now, but Abraham was not like that. While he lifted up that his hand to pick the knife and slaughter his son, then the angel of God called out of heaven and said, "What? Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Yeah, man." Now again, this was a man that understand the voice of God. He was trained to that voice. Just like in the message, the voice of God, I think so, in this last day, yeah. But Bible says, as children of God, we should not be trained to all this worldly voice. It should be strange to us. He said, but sometimes, because we are carried away with all of these things, the voice of God is strange to some of us. May God have mercy upon us. And when the angel of God called him, he said, "Lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do what? Do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God." Is God just knowing? No. He knew all the while. But because why? He was testing his faith. He said, "Now, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son from me." Verse 13. And Abraham lifted up his eyes, and look, behold, a ram in the stead of the son. Amen. Caught in the ticket is Jehovah Jireh. Do you believe God? Isaac was as good as a dead boy. Baba said, and that was the same thing that Christ did for us. Yes, Christ was our sacrificial lamb. Slaughter him, in case you don't understand. He died naked, stark naked. And today, we are enjoying the benefits. Is that not so? We don't know what the price it was. Maybe God help you go and read that message, the cruelty of sin and what it cost God to rid sin. Then you will understand the price he paid. That was the same price our father Abraham paid. Today, some of us young children in the message, let me talk to us for a few minutes, especially we that are born in the message. Many things that we are enjoying today is because why? Some people have paid the price for us. I tell you, I was telling a young minister like myself, I said this thing today, some of you, you just mention something, you do ping, 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 you don't find the quote. I said, experience will teach you better. I said, in the days of our father, I can still remember that time when we are in the lorry, they will go to minister meeting. Now, so they go pull bench, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, they go pull sermon book. If they call one quote like this, they open the thing because now hard copy. I knew Pastor Sam that time way long, and knew no Pastor Martin way long. There is no thing that you mentioned, they have the quotes. That time, if my dad come, I would say, I want to know that man. How did they have the quote for analog age? They can. These people, they don't sleep. And yeah, you, some of you, young boys, you have it in your phone. Like I was telling the children in the adolescent class, you have it in your phone, you have it in iPad. You have it in the one you put in your ear, wireless. And you tell me, if I mention a quote now, you don't know the sermon that it is. Shame on you. Even me, shame on me. We should be frank sometimes when it comes like that. Because this thing is very smart now in our hand. All the effort of Bro Joseph Braham, without money, without price. Is that how we allow it to go? This message did not just come, jege, jege, let me tell you. It came with people bleeding. Sometimes those brethren, they have to allowance themselves from food, enjoyment. You think voice of God, maybe they have money somewhere. It is human beings' money that is there. You know, sometimes when the people look at us, USAID, they are bringing aid to Nigeria. That's where me, I'm very like this some with people. Let me just say, sometimes if I want to be, because I might just allow some things. When they bring aid, I tell them, you don't spend that money anyhow. This is taxpayers' money. This is not government work. This is USAID work. He says, is it your father complex? I say, no, I am a worker here. And as far as I'm here, I will not watch under my nose you people do anyhow. I must be accountable for every money, except I just want it to go. That's the way it should be. Taxpayers' money, you use it anyhow, God will ask you on that day. Even your government work. That's why Brother said, if you are Christian and you are working for the government, you are working for God. You are not working for devil. Because you will go and you will be punctual at your work. You will be sharp on your work. Then God can bless you. Yeah, we are seeing the, you know, supporting the preacher of the morning. You want to be prosperous, you want to have good success, we must do the things that God says. If God cannot have confidence in you like he have with Father Abraham, then nothing can stand between him and God, not even his son. Let me put it that way, not even his wife. You must get to that level. If God say, Joseph, between your wife and me, who will come first? I will say, God, my wife is there. You know. If God say, everything that you have today, surrender it to me. I tell you, I will not think two times. I will just say, let it go. You must get to that level if you want to receive the blessing of God. And as Baba used to say, some of us, yes, we might have not get to that level of faith. But sometimes if you hear people saying it, don't look at it like it's a magic. It's reality. If you hear somebody come and say, I pray for the dead person and the dead person rise. My own faith might have not gotten there. My own faith might be, I'm praying for somebody that have headache, malaria, and they are going, they are getting well. I will believe the brother that raised up the dead. Yes. A brother was telling me an experience that God gave him about somebody in the UK. And I didn't see that person. When he said that, I said, I believe your testimony, bro. He was saying, no, let me talk to you. I said, see, I'm not a young somebody. There are some things I know. He said, even your father, ask him this. I said, there are true prophets when we see them, or true dreamers when you see, we know this is correct. I don't need to argue. So when he was saying something, I just laughed. I said, my father, for your information, doesn't tell me everything. So whatever you are saying, I know what you are saying. Don't worry, bro. I said, and I believe your testimony. So don't worry. Don't think I would doubt it. So, but because the other person in UK is my friend, when we were talking, I know the lie, he told him this. And I said, I believe. So what is it that Satan will put fear? Let me challenge your faith. Maybe it will help somebody. There was an AS patient and another AS. And they go together and say, God said they should marry. This is God. Now, how do you prove it is God? Because some brothers will say God and God has not said. So some of us ask them and say, are you sure this thing? This is not the only sister in Malachi 4. Go to other churches. So that you don't think your sisters, brothers don't talk. Brothers who talk. Say, go to other church. You will see AA. Why do you want to cause trouble for yourself? He said, this one, it is God that said I should marry. And I tell you, he faced opposition left, right, center. Even the guest family rejected it. The brothers did say, Anikwe, this is my wife. Ah! Do you know what you are talking about? He said, I said. So when this brother was telling me about this, his own revelation that he gave the brother before the brother married, I was like, what? So he said, I'm just telling you because the vision is complete. I said, that's true. Now they have three children. No SS. So it depends on who is speaking to you. And it depends on how you take that God. When you take God at his word, as we are hearing in the morning, like your father, like our father. Let me put it that way. Because Abraham is my father. Abraham, in the midst of opposition, in the midst of negativity, in the midst of unbelief, you say, no. When the people are saying, there is no success here, I jump inside and say, me, I see opportunity. If I'm any, that is the kind of place I want to enter. Because I will shine well. When I bring solution, they say, who did it? Joseph is there. It's the son of God. That's the kind of place a child of God should be looking for to enter.
As a child of God, you should not be in the place where there is trouble. If there is trouble, see how to get the thing together and give a solution. That's the way children of God do. Don't be party to, hey, no. Abraham was not like that. That was why Isaac coming, he enjoyed from that covenant. That in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will do what? Multiply thy seed as what? The stars of the heaven. And as the sand. Where? In the word? Can you count sand? Can you count sand? These are all children of Abraham. You say, how? We got connected to him. That promise has been made real today. Baba said, by spiritual birth, through Jesus Christ, we are connected back to him. Now, let's follow physically before this time gets on and we close. Look at Isaac. When Isaac came, he married Rebecca. Is that not so? When Rebecca came, God, like the children now, you can connect our topic in the Sunday school, Acts chapter 7. And look at the circumcision that God gave Abraham. That was where God placed the distinction between believers of that time and unbelievers. And God said, Abraham, circumcise every male child. And he circumcised Isaac. Before you can do that, that's when I'll bless you. If you don't do that, you cannot receive the blessing. Abraham obeyed every word of God. He circumcised. And Isaac became a part of the covenant. Isaac, you know the story? He brought forth. And you know the 12 patriarchs. Through Jacob. Is that not so? There was Jacob, there was Esau. Is that not so? Now, not so much because of the negative side of Jacob will leave. But look at Jacob. With all of his corny ways, still the covenant was upon him. And Jacob, at a very early age, he recognizes. That's why Brother Bar said, don't think that these children are not watching. I tell you, God can talk to a very young girl and begin to deal with her. Maybe before she received that angel's visitation, God had been dealing with her. Because Baba said, go and check Bethlehem. It was not a good place to raise virgins. But God had a Mary there. That was why when the angel talked to her, it was not a strange thing. That same angel was the one that talked to Elizabeth, talked to the husband in the temple, and he doubted. But Mary, small girl, she said, be it unto me according to thy word. It has never happened before. Elizabeth's kind of own, it had happened before in Sarah. Mary's own, it has never happened before. That a girl will not know a man and she will conceive. Ha! She believed it. Because why? She was a part of the covenant. Now follow Jacob in his fallen estate with all his corny ways. He was still a part of it. And God was watching it. God was watching it. With all his tricks that he played and he went, left home. You know the story. Until he was to return back. Now, when he was to return back, go and read it. God blessed him. Did God not bless him? Did he bless him small or he bless him plenty? Plenty, Abi. Until he was thinking he could use that to bribe Esau, but it did not work. What can work? God said, you have to meet me. And until he met God, and all the braggado come down, the angel touched his thigh. He began to be a leaping man. How will a leaping man go and fight a grown-up man? God said, that's the way you do it. You see, the ways of God, they are past finding out. Sometimes as man, we will think we can do it our way. But when we surrender to God, God will handle the business. Amen. Follow through Jacob's life. When his name was changed to Israel, a prince with God. Look at how he followed through the 12 patriarchs. God always had somebody to represent him. After they didn't left Israel, he jumped to Joseph. Are you there? Go and read the Bible very well. Follow it down. That promise kept true until Moses came. Follow it, if you're a Bible student. Follow it. Until today, that is why they are still enjoying that blessing. Because why? There was an Abraham that paid the price. Abraham, remember, he was not a believer to start with. He was an idol worshiper that was knocking his head to dead God. But God tell him, separate yourself. Leave your father's house. Leave your kindred. And go to a land I will show you. God didn't tell him the land. But like a wanderer, I was telling the children in the Sunday school class, maybe today is in Ibadan. Next tomorrow, you see me in Sokoto like a full animal. That's how I was doing. But that's the way that God deals with his people. We walk by faith and not by sight. Are you a children of Abraham? Are you a son of Abraham? Are you a daughter of Abraham? And you believe that Abraham's blessings, they are yours. Do you believe that? That no sickness can stand in your way. Poverty cannot stand in your way. Do you believe that? Tell yourself that I am the one that will change the situation in my home. I used to tell people sometimes when people are saying that, I say, determine it in your heart. Propose it in your heart, like Daniel proposed. That yet I am thrown into a land of captivity. I know who I am. No demon here can put me down. Is it NYC? Are you a sister? You are preparing for NYC now. NYC will bow before you. God bless some of our brethren now that are coming up. I think this is a hour that sons and daughters of God should rise. You should be masters of circumstance. God bless Brother Joseph. Every morning I love that prayer they used to do. Master of circumstance. Nothing should weigh you down. Master unbelief. When Satan is coming, you know how to attack him there. Have ability of God, wisdom to handle situations that are beyond you. People will be looking, how are you doing it? It's because God is with you. The preacher gave a secret this morning. I don't know how many of us catch it. That you want to be blessed of God. Sometimes, if you see somebody that God is prospering and God has favor, go and join yourself with that person. I said this some months ago, maybe some weeks ago. If you can still remember. If you see that God, they answer pastor prayer, you better go and tie yourself with pastor. If not, 30 minutes every day you can be doing, beg him, sir, please, organize a 30-minute session for me. God has given us network. As he's there in the U.S., you can connect with him on Zoom. Many of you, you are calling him. You are just calling him to be a good church member. You don't do that. It's a nonsense. Don't do that to seek favor of man. No! You are doing it to help yourself, to please God. When you are calling pastor, what's the intention in your heart? Are you calling him so that he knows that you are there? No. We should pass all those things. Yes, you can call him to show that you love him. I have nothing against that. But what I'm trying to say is that same avenue you are using to call to show that you're a good brother, you're a good sister to pastor. Use it to help yourself. Your house is suffering. Use that avenue. Help yourself. Say, pastor, this WhatsApp, I want to enter 30-minute session, 6:30 to 7. Can you organize it for me? Let's pray. I tell you, pastor, I know him. Yes, he's somebody I know. I'm telling you, he will give you that time. These men, they are there. But sometimes, we're also guilty. Myself, I'm guilty many times. You know, we say, no, there are some things we don't want pastor to know. You will die in your trouble. Yes, there are some tough decisions, some serious decisions in your life. You should not play with it. You should expect, when the prophet says, expect your thought to your pastor. You know what he's talking about? Especially when it comes to tough decisions in your life. You want to take a life partner. You want to accept the choice of a husband. Don't hide it from pastor. You think that pastor don't know many things. He know many things. I confess sorrow on him. If we be, we know many things. I confess sorrow on him. Yes. So you are doing yourself good if you connect yourself quickly to this man to help you. When the Bible says, don't forsake the what? Assembly together of what? The saints. Some people just think that, no. It is a pastor is not around. It's for Sam, it's for Joe. Well, it's okay. You are doing yourself. I tell you, you are doing yourself. It's because you don't understand scripture and you don't understand the ways of God. When you come to church, you are helping yourself. You are not helping any man. When you come to prayer meeting and they say pray. When pastor say we learn to pray by what? God bless you. Mommy. If you can do 5 minutes and go back to your seat. Know that you have not deceived anybody. You talk to God 5 minutes. God is looking for that sincere person. When God was looking that day, people were casting offering. Somebody carried $5,000. Bah, put the offering plate. The offering plate shake. And one sister just put maybe 2 pence. And God said, that is the person that put the greatest. Because it's only $5, but oh, why? Osheba. But the one that have 2 pence, maybe he will hide it. God, it will see every one of us. So there is nothing that you are going through that he doesn't see. He's looking at your heart. He's looking at the intention. Are you deceiving yourself? Are you deceiving pastor? Are you deceiving the next fellow? He knows you that you know yourself. Let me tell you. So why not open yourself to him? Why we bow our head? You cannot hide it from God, brother. I cannot hide it from God. Whatever your situation is, let it be plain, open before God. He's the master of the wind. He's the maker of the rain. He causes rain to fall upon the just and on the unjust. He giveth his food in due season. He sends his blessings at his own time. God's time, brother, is the best. I think it's the Bible, yes. He said God makes everything beautiful in its season. You just wait for your time. Don't be in a hurry. You believe God that God bless you. You believe God that God will give you your husband. You believe God that God will give you your wife. You believe God that God will give you your child. In the message that I have, but the Bible says, believe God for anything that you are looking for. We had it this morning when the prophet was in serious trouble and they wanted to take the furniture. The wife played her own role there. But man said, there is nothing, absolutely nothing that is too hard for God to do. Is it your children's school fees? Believe God for it. He knows everything. Is it a house that you want to build? Just as we were saying some weeks back, believe God. God can build the house for you. You say, how will he build it? Bro Joseph, do you know how much is my salary? Do you know how much they are selling for now? I don't care to know. God is the one that has promised. Faithful is he that has promised. Faithful is he that will bring it to pass. Be like Father Abraham. The little resource that you have, put it into action. Show God that you believe his word. If it's one bag of cement that they buy, go and buy it. Take God at his word. Put him to death. Let's not suffer in the midst of plenty. Let's be faithful in whatever we are doing. Whatever position God has called you to, be faithful there and serve him there faithfully. If you are working for your brother, don't collapse your brother's business. Let's say that again this evening. Support the cause. See how that business can grow. And maybe God helping you from that brother's business, you can cut out and go and establish your own. You are working for an employer somewhere. See how God can help you. You can learn from it and go out and establish your own. Don't have an evil mind. Don't join the crowd. Let God be your boss. Let God lead you. Let God direct you. Let him inspire you. Let him lead you. The blessings of God will rest upon our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Are there people that want to be remembered while we bring the service to a close? No, we've had so much today, in the morning, and this afternoon stroke evening. And no doubt, some people will have a lot of thought going through their mind now that, okay, indeed, Lord, what do you want me to do? If you are like that, why all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed? You can lift up your hand to God. He knows all about it. I think I was talking to a brother yesterday, yes. I tell him, we live in a day now, and I think the preacher also mentioned it this morning, that what you go to study in the school is not even relevant. Yes. And sometimes you begin to ask questions, especially with young people, or certain things that we study, and you see you don't even have an idea of it. Why not talk to God that God should help you? You must be relevant wherever God places you. And say, God, lead me. The other people that are doing it, they don't have two heads. Yeah, I'm also your son. Take God by his word. You were the one that inspired people of old. You are the one that helped Daniel. You are the one that helped Joseph. You are the one that helped David and the rest of them. I am also your son. Lord, lead me, direct me. You have said I will be for signs and for wonder. Lord, when will this be manifested? Take God by his word. Are you in your workplace? And maybe you are trying to give up on that work. I will advise you, brother, job is very scarce to come by. Don't take a rash decision and just resign from that your work abruptly. Let it be God leading you to resign. Especially you that have families. I don't know why I'm having to say this. There might be people on the land, yes. It might be to you on the hookup. You have a family and you just take that decision. God might not be happy with it. Consult God for every decision that you take. Be like Father Abraham. Let God be the one leading you. You want promotion? He said promotion does not come from the east or from the west or from the north, from the south. It comes from God. Pray to Him. He's a God that answers prayer. You are in business? You want prosperity in your business? God has the ability to lead and direct in business. He's the master of the wind. He's the maker of the rain. He has all the resources of this world in His hand. Then why can you not talk to Him as a son to a father? While all hands are lifted up that wants to be prayed and their eyes are closed, we ask God's servants to please pray for us. God bless you, sir.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we bring our thanksgiving to you at the close of this day's service. Thank you, dear Lord, for this afternoon. Lord, the preaching of your word has titled the impression of Abraham upon his children. We are grateful to you for the scriptures, and we thank you for every statement that has been read, that has been spoken. Lord, your word is true. And nothing to be removed out of it. After the preaching, Lord, this last batch, making a call for desires to be made known, for requests to be made known by uplifted hands. And Lord, answer up everywhere in the building. You are the only one that knows the thoughts of men's heart. We pray, dear God of heaven, that you that have made a promise never to leave us nor to forsake us. We pray, O God, that you will look into each heart and the requests and the desires according to your precious word. May you grant it to your people, Father. Lord Jesus, we are living in this world that is full of uncertainty. Everything is uncertain apart from your word. And we thank you that your word is certain. We have something to rely upon. Help us, dear Father, not to take your word lightly. Whichever way the inspiration of God calls something to be spoken unto us, may we take it serious. May we know that is you, O God, that you are speaking unto us. Father God, whatsoever be our need, like you told the disciples one time, let's go to the other side. And while they were on the sea, Lord, there came a great storm with the intention of the enemy with his 10,000 demons to sink the boat while the master is inside. But it is impossible to sink the boat where you are in. O God of mercy, at the appropriate time, Lord, you raise your hand when you are called on the scene and say, peace. Be still. Whichever way that storms have come across our path, whether physically, whether concerning job, whether concerning business, whether concerning health, whether concerning financial, whichever way that the enemy has come up with his storms, Lord, to try to sink the ship, the word of the master is that we are crossing to the other side. Lord, we hold to your word, knowing that the ship is unsinkable. While this hour, O God, for the comfort of the journey, in the name of the Lord, we speak to the storms. Peace be thou still. Let there be calm, Heavenly Father, as we travel along the journey. The faith to stand there and not to move, give to every one of us. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, may these things not pass over our head. May they not fade away from our memory. Help us to use our time wisely. Lord, sometimes when we hear your word like this, sometimes maybe we need to re-listen to it. Lord, just by pressing play and relax somewhere, we'll listen to the old sermon all over. Give us that grace, Heavenly Father, so that we can be acquainted with your word. We can be reminded of what you have communicated unto us. Our faith can be built on the expectation of your promises. Let it be, dear Father. May your name be glorified. Those who came to the altar for one reason or the other, grant their desires unto them. Thank you for this entire day. The privilege you gave unto us to be in your house is not given to everyone. Lord, some does even want to hear your word at all, and some are running away from you. But Lord, we have found favor in your sight to desire to gather together with the saints every time we are gathered. Dear Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity. No doubt we have done something in our life today, Lord, that is more than those who will not want to hear your word. And the things we have received from you today, the enemy cannot snatch them away from us. May they be our heritage, dear Father. May you bless it, O God. This week, as we go into it with all this is in our heart, and as we pray according to your word, may your blessing follow us throughout the week. Order our footsteps. Our going and coming out and going in may be ordered by you. May we enjoy your protection. May we enjoy your blessings. Be with students. Be with workers. Be with business people. Prosper your people, Heavenly Father. The jobless that is looking for job, make a way for them. Dear Lord, we pray, O God, that whichever way we turn this week, it will be a way of blessing. Thank you, Eternal Father. Once again, we pray for our pastor that your strength will be upon him. Give him good health, Heavenly Father. Lord, bless his going out and coming, Lord. The services, O God, that is having, Lord, and the ones that we still have, may you bless it, dear God. Thank you, righteous Father. We ask to bring the other women back safely from their journey. Lord, we also want to commit into your hand, Lord, your servant that went to Bakatari. May you also bring him back safely. All the blessings you have given your people today, both here and everywhere the saints are gathered, may be permanent in our life. Let this week be wonderful unto us. Let it be full of your blessings. Let it be full of your victory. Let it be full of our achievements, Lord. Lord, may we come back with thanksgiving, O Father. On the right and on the left, may there be testimonies that will glorify your name. Thank you, Eternal Father. May we be strong and healthy. May your name be glorified. Lord, shortly we dismiss now to go back to our homes. As you brought us safely in the morning, take us back home safely also. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. I think somebody gave me a greeting message this afternoon. Yeah, it was Brother Clement that said that he spoke with Brother Osadolo in Benin because his daughter and the daughter of the brother are in the same school, maybe sharing the same room, so they have a cause to talk, and he sent the greetings to him to the church. God bless you all. I say God bless you all. Yeah, so another week is here, and we trust that we enjoyed the week more than last week. Shall we rise up on our feet? Our next physical gathering here will be on Wednesday by the grace of God. Then Friday will be taped. And then okay, 8:55. Lord, dismiss us with thy blessings. Thank you.
dismiss us with thy blessing. O fears with joy. O let us hear thy love possessing triumph in redeeming grace. O refreshing, O refreshing, yes, traveling through this wilderness. We give adoration before thy God, whose joyful song. Oh, may the fruits of thy salvation, yes, in our hearts, our lives abound.
Sometimes I love the messages they carry. And I wanted everybody to sink it down. That's why I did not leave. I wanted to enter down. Immediately we check out like this. Everybody don't fold in the beginning. But this one, I want it to enter inside. The Lord bless you. And may his face continue to shine upon us. May his coming rejoice our hearts.
Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he hath done. Yes, unto the Lord be the glory. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he hath done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord